five calls says it all. You're going to be the one to decide who's right and who's wrong in this situation. So yesterday around this time, we had gotten a call from a listener, and she recently got engaged, and she had asked for advice on like starting wedding planning, like what are the things you need to do right away, you know, any pointers, tips, all that kind of stuff. But a caller called, and they said this.
Yeah, stop sending out all these paper invitations and paper save the dates and spending money on stamps. It's so outdated. It is not good for the environment. And you can just do it online. And it looks beautiful online. And it's faster. And you'll know immediately if somebody's coming or not coming.
Then we came up with a million-dollar idea ourselves and mistakenly said it out loud.
Right.
But such a great idea.
Right. But here's the thing, Raven, is that it caused so much controversy online because like text messages started to come in and the phone calls started to come in. And it wasn't so much anymore about, you know, what tips and tricks do you have somebody that's newly engaged, but it was more, do you still need to send paper invitations for weddings?
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting because you think that they're outdated, and I certainly don't. I think, like, that's the last thing you get rid of, the paper invitation.
Listen, to me, that's the last thing you get rid of is the paper invitation. How about you've got so many expenses with a wedding, and the invitation is the last thing to go. What a nonsense thing to say. I know it's, I know you're just taking that from the hip, but I mean, seriously.
Listen, tradition.
When people rode a horse to your house and delivered a letter sealed with a wax thing, I mean, come on, it's tradition. It's a tradition we made up. There's nothing real about that. It's just like a Valentine's Day or whatever. It's made up by card companies.
No.
If you tell, there used to be weddings where people would just go to the village center and scream that people were about to be married. There was, you know, the village caller, or whatever. Well, they still do that in England. The guy just comes out. What do they call him? The town crier or whatever. He just comes out and says, you know, the prince and princess are going to be married. That's how they used to do it. So don't tell me, like, you know, it's important. Come on.
I like think back to like Cinderella and they send out
Cinderella was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Cinderella is a cartoon.
The invitations to the ball to meet the prince. No, I think that it's one of those things that it's beautiful when it shows up in the mail and you open it and you look at it and you get excited because you know it's special. It hangs on your refrigerator. To me, it's all part of the wedding is sending out paper invitations. And it seems like, it seems like you're devaluing your special day by just sending out an e-vite and hoping it doesn't go into somebody's spam.
Yes, by the way, glass slippers are also a bad idea. So just putting that out there, too, if we're taking our cues from that.
I'll agree on that one. What do you think? Five Calls says it all. Do you think that the wedding invite, the actual paper invitation that you send out, should stay, or is that old-timey and needs to go too? 1-800-330-9999. You're going to decide. Five Calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Yesterday, this came up, and we started getting so many text messages about it that I didn't realize it was his own debate until I realized that Raven and I had such different views on it. If you're getting married, do you still think it's necessary to send paper invitations, or can you send an e-vite like a lot of couples are doing now?
I'm not trying to tell couples what to do, all right? I'm not trying to do that, just to be clear. All I'm saying is that whenever you ask a girl this question or questions about a wedding, they go, oh, and as soon as you begin an answer with, oh, it's not like you're using rational thought. That's all I'm saying is you're putting emotions into it. That's all I'm saying.
It's something beautiful about getting a paper invitation. I don't think that tradition should be lost.
You just cited Cinderella a couple minutes ago.
Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, I totally think it's fine to send electronic invites. I mean, honestly, anything paper I get, I could lose. But, like, at least with, like, an electronic invite, like, I know I can always find it.
I think this is great, all right? You could have an app on your phone that just identifies your wedding invites, Anna. And then every time somebody asks you a question, because inevitably, on the countdown to going to a wedding, whether you're part of it or you're a guest or whatever, people will ask you dozens of questions. Where is it going to be? When's it going to be? What's your dinner choices? What's that? All that stuff was available in the app. Whoop, whoop. You open it right up, and then your GPS is there. When you hop in the car, you never get lost. I love it.
What if that's our million-dollar idea? We create an app where you upload wedding invitations. Does that exist yet?
Why did we say that out loud?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me? Just stop me from doing something stupid next time I'm doing it.
Here's the problem. Neither of us are smart enough to figure out how to design an app, so it doesn't really matter.
Dang it!
Five calls says it all. Wedding invites. You still got to send the paper ones?
I believe they're still in. You know, it's good to have that memory. It's definitely something to put along in the scrapbook along with all the photos. You know, I still have my brother's wedding invite. It's a memory, and it's definitely a memory I want to look at on a piece of paper instead of flipping through my 40,000 emails that are sitting in my mailbox to try to find, you know, to show my kids or to discuss with family.
My wedding invite is actually in my wedding book, too. I was just thinking about that. We got a text message that said the exact same thing.
Of course it's in your wedding book. You're the couple that got married. You're not the second cousin. You're not the brother of a friend. Like, no other person, by the way, is keeping a scrapbook of your wedding besides you or your parents. Just you know, update for both you guys. But okay, thank you. And Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. Paper invites or e-invites, are they okay for your wedding?
Well, I think with today's generation, technology is all around us. So to be able to actually have a physical invitation, to look at it, the excitement of creating it, I think that should stay.
I agree.
I can't believe you guys.
Yeah.
Honestly can't. And Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. Paper invites still necessary or e-invites totally cool for your wedding?
So I actually just got married in November, and I did paper invites, and I 100% think that they're worth it. However, I think that paper RSVPs are a waste of time and money and stamps. Those should definitely be like an online virtual response.
That's a good idea.
It's nothing compared to our app idea. Nothing. And Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Paper invites still okay, still necessary, or is e-invite cool?
E-invite's fine.
Right. No explanation necessary. Thank you, sir, for being concise.
Like a true guy right there.